Hey, I was wondering, whatever became of the investigation into Judge Murphy?
Yeah, we're sending you a letter today. We have a meeting coming up on January 22nd where they'll consider my report and the judge's response. But it sounds like everything was okay. It sounds like there was no communication about the case, and they didn't share any meals together, and the rides were provided by somebody else, not Trooper Givens. So.
They said the rides were provided by somebody other than Trooper Givens?
Yeah.
Well, that's the biggest pile of shit I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that's what everyone I interviewed said. So.
And who did you interview, may I ask?
Well, in addition to the names you gave me, I talked to Trooper Givens and the judge, and there was one other law enforcement person there.
Okay, well, I'm going to fly out to McGrath, Marla, and I'm going to get tape recordings of everybody, every juror that was there, all the people in McGrath, because there was 300 of them, and I'm going to walk into your office and I'm going to hand you the tape, okay? Will that be clear enough for you, Marla?
No, and it's not that serious a thing anyway, even if it did happen, which we don't have evidence that it did.
Wasn't that serious? No. You know, you guys wouldn't accept the other stuff that happened in my case, because, we can't do whatever. She was changing her decisions 180 degrees to accommodate Trooper Givens. Okay.
Well, I understand that's your perception, but
my perception, Marla.
Mm-hmm.
If I were you, I would look at the Anchorage Daily News back whenever they arrested Anderson and start looking at what's going on in this state. I'd start opening my views should start expanding a little bit. I need a copy. Can I have a copy of Trooper Givens saying he never gave Judge Murphy a ride ever?
He didn't say never, ever. It was during that week when you were down there.
During the week when we were down there, he never gave her a ride?
No.
Okay, and the judge said that also?
Mm-hmm.
I have to have copies of that. You tell me what I need to do to get copies of that, and I will be there in your office as fast as you can say, get here.
I understand you want copies, but they're confidential documents, so we can't give them to you. But it wasn't like they... Let me pull it up. Let me see if I could see the exact... I can tell you what's said. Hold on.
This shit, Jackie? Can you believe this?
It was VPSO Parker who provided the ride.
Okay, VPSO Parker.
Yeah,
and did you interview Mr. Parker?
I don't remember. And then after
don't remember. Just hang on. Don't remember.
And then after the completion of the sentencing hearing, Trooper Givens did give Magistrate Murphy a ride to the hotel, but that was after the sentencing hearing.
Okay, just after sentencing was it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you read the papers, Marla?
Of course, yes.
Do you watch TV?
No.
Okay. How long have you been in your post?
1989.
So a good long time. Okay. Do you get many people like me calling you and issuing complaints like this?
We average about three complaints two to three complaints a month that we investigate.
Okay. Investigate. Okay. And when it was determined that there should be further investigation, were you the only one that investigated?
I'm the staff investigator, yes.
Okay, are there any other investigators?
No.
Okay, so it's just you. Comes in, you decide what's going on, and that's it?
No, the commission reviews everything.
Okay, and do I get a chance to appeal that decision?
No.
Okay, no appeal.
You can, I mean, there might be a way to have the Supreme Court.
Oh, that's good.
I already got
two things headed their way already.
Okay.
Okay, Supreme Court may review, and that would be probably a petition for review?
No, it's called an original application.
Okay, an original
application. Totally discretionary on the part of the court.
Okay, original application, not the petition for review.
No, because we're not a court.
Okay. And what level of liability do Trooper Gibbons and Judge Murphy have when they were talking to you? Did you have them under oath, or was it just...
No, informal interview.
Okay, informal. If you found out that they lied to you, is there any liability?
Well, not for just a witness, but if a judge wasn't telling us the truth, we could review that as a complaint. But it would have to be a deliberate kind of thing.
Deliberate? Let me just put my wife on for just one second. Jackie, come here. I want you to tell this lady that under the penalty of perjury, you're going to tell her how many times Trooper Gibbons drove Judge Murphy back and forth to the courthouse during my trial and sentencing. Okay, here she is.
I have your wife's statement in writing. I have your wife's statement in writing. She doesn't need to tell me.
Hello.
Hi. I have your statement in writing. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't need you to tell me again because I have your letter that you sent.
Okay, well, we did see her every single time that... she was out of court and riding around to go to the store to get her pop or whatever, and he was the one driving her everywhere. Back and forth from the hotel to
both he and the judge say that they weren't the people doing it.
Well,
that was EPSO Parker.
He's, Dave's pretty upset because they are both lying. Everybody else that was there with us saw it too, and they were all, and all the jurors, so I don't know what to tell you. Probably need to ask some more people besides those two.
No, I talked to the people that your husband gave me the list of. I spoke to them as well.
And what did they tell you?
They said that they did see a trooper giving a ride, but they couldn't identify who the trooper was.
Well, I'll let you talk to David again.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Okay, well, I think I gave you all the information that I can, so you'll get a letter after a commission meeting on the 22nd to let you know exactly what the commission did.
Okay, and when does the commission meet the next time where I can talk to them?
You already had an opportunity.
I want another opportunity.
We only give the public one opportunity to talk.
Okay, my wife wants an opportunity.
No, we give each complainant one opportunity.
She's a different complainant. She's pretty pissed.
No, it's the same complaint. She could have appeared when you did as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's too bad you didn't tell us that.
It's the same complaint.
Okay.
Do
you understand what's going on here?
Well, I'm telling you, even if everything you say is true, it wouldn't be that significant a thing. It would be the kind of thing where we would just caution a judge to try and make other arrangements in small communities in the future. That's all we would do.
Well, if I just made a small little thing, if you were in court and just, see, I've been reading... about how important all this stuff is and why people do what they do. And when she's hanging out with Trooper Gibbons the whole time, he's the one, he actually perjured his search warrant affidavits to start my whole case. And I mean, I know that you're just saying I'm convicted and I have sour grapes. And I understand that. And that's a good position to take because it's probably the logical position. But when she was involved over the entire course of my case, in every decision that she was free to make, sided with Trooper Gibbons, and then she's riding around with him all the time, and my jury is watching that each and every day. She leaves with Trooper Gibbons, and she arrives with Trooper Gibbons. What they say is that a jury, when they see that, they say, that trooper is credible because he has the trust of the judge.
Did you have a lawyer?